The podcast you're about to listen to contains adult language and sexual themes. If you're under 18, please leave now. Please use discretion when listening at work. If you find anything about this podcast offensive, get your panties out of a wad and stop listening. Now, on with the show, bitch.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need somebody. Well, hell.
That's what I'm thinking.
This is different.
Well, you opened it up differently.
Well, I guess.
Is this going to be episode one of video, or are we going to go episode
No. For those of you who have no idea what the fuck we're talking about, if you're listening to us on our regular podcast, this is something different. We have started a video component to this show.
Yeah.
Which this show is called the TNA Podcast. My name is Jason Roach.
My name is Sam Hall.
And this is episode 56. Yes. So
is that pause for effect? Or
well, I'm actually trying not to look at myself, but I'm going to tell you what. God damn, I'm handsome.
I'll say that's something new if you actually stop looking at yourself.
Well, I can't help it. We don't know what the hell we're going to end up, or I should say, I don't know what I'm going to end up calling this episode.
Yeah.
We got a hodgepodge of shit. Basically,
it I'm so glad. I was a little worried that we might not, you know, because everybody wants, as long as we keep it all anonymous.
Yeah.
Like we promised.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if they actually believed us.
And I'm going to start off when we get there.
Did you hear the sound of all their assholes puckering when I said that they actually believed us?
Yeah. The really fucked up part was we got some voice messages. Mm-hmm. And this is all a learning curve. If you're listening to this, chances are it worked.
Yeah, because we don't know what the hell is going on right now.
We're recording the video, and you know, I'm looking at the camera right now.
Yeah, I'm trying not to look at the camera.
Yeah, but Sam's not looking at the camera. I'm looking at
not
Sam.
You listening, but I hate you, camera. He got me all 1080p over here.
Oh yeah,
and he's probably like fucking in a potato.
No. I'm just
toaster quality.
I am just smooth. Mm. Anyway,
wow. For I'll those, give the room to you.
For the five people who are going to see this video
initially,
it's great. And the other people that are downloading the show going, I don't give a fuck because I can't see you. But if you would like to see us, we are on PodNation TV. If you have a Roku device or an Amazon Fire device, a stick or a TV, and I don't know shit about those, but I do know the old Roku. You go find PodNation TV. It's the one that's got the alien head. Yeah. Nothing beats alien head.
You ain't kidding. Except maybe a good alien probing.
Because you got that big American penis. If you want to go there and find us, you can actually watch our dumbasses do this fucking podcast from here on out.
Oh, and I got a question I should have asked beforehand.
What? 7 inches hard, big around as a pop can.
Right.
Go ahead.
Continue with your lies. This.
Oh.
I wonder if, is that on video? Can you see that?
Do it again.
Right here.
But you're,
it's, you can't it's, see it. Well, covered. What I'm saying is, yeah, but I mean, when I'm swapping out, are we going to be allowed to show the product name?
Well, you're going to have to do it below the table. Just
no, that's something completely different.
Well, this is different. You need to this is just riveting for everybody that's listening right
Sorry,
now.
Sorry, but we're losing our chariot.
We're doing this stuff as we go along. So anyway, PodNation TV, you can find us there, and it will probably be a week or two after I figure out how to edit this motherfucker. Wow.
I'm so glad that I'm technically stupid.
Yeah. Well, you proved that while we were trying to set this fucking thing up there going, Well, I'm sitting here strumming guitar. Got that ready yet?
Yeah, yep, I'm just waiting for him to finally give up and say, Sam, I need your help. Mm-hmm. Like, nope, I'm just going to sit here and be quiet. Enjoy my beer and just laugh.
Your libation.
Libation.
You have your, I love Harry Mom's shirt on. Yeah.
Can that be seen?
You can see Bigfoot. Oh, wow. You can't see the I love Harry Moms, but.
Oh, shit. About to fall over.
Oh, yep. All yep, right. Yep. Yeah. Man, you can see a lot of girth there too. Again,
I didn't realize I stood up that far.
Again, for people who are only listening to the audio, we are so sorry. We're going to stop talking about this video.
Let's just go do our damn thing.
But if you're listening to it now, you want to go to Roku and fucking see us. But if it all works out, we're actually going to do some other stuff, maybe some YouTube stuff, maybe. Who knows?
Something better than this.
But anyway, our dirty work stories is what we actually come up with today.
Yeah.
But there's one, and I'm going to do a little teaser before we take our first break and go into it.
Teaser. I love it.
I actually got a voice message from a young lady who said, don't put my voice on the show.
Okay.
Because I don't want found out.
Oh.
So.
Ooh.
She is anonymous.
Uh-huh.
She happened to work at some point for a...
Are you allowed to say this?
I'm not going to say the name of the company.
Okay, I got you.
I'm going to say the type of company that it was.
Oh, man, I hope your editing skills are great, because at some point I'm bound to fuck up and say the name of a company or something.
Oh, no. But even if you did, this is a huge company. But let's just say that she may or may not have worked in the electric distribution business.
Gotcha.
As in working for the power company.
Follow you there.
She proclaimed that she had sex.
Oh,
in a bucket truck, in the bucket, up in the air.
Okay.
On the clock.
Uh-huh.
Making double time.
Nice.
Now,
There was no cherry picking going on.
Now, I have gone to work plenty of times on double time and fucked the company.
Mm-hmm.
Never got fucked myself.
No.
But,
the fuck it bucket. Yeah, I like it.
Oh, yeah. But she was totally.
Damn.
Just, and, you know, that's pretty goddamn impressive, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah. That was not on my bucket list, actually. See what I did there. Clever.
All right. We are going to take our first break because, fuck, I don't know if we're recording or not.
Hey, we got to find out if this is worth doing.
We'll be right back. Well, we're back.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you see me wave? Can you?
You look like one of those Kansas City. Oh, never mind.
I'm going to do the Forrest Gump.
Hi, guys. Anyway, we are back.
Sound better now that I'm a little bit farther up in the mic? Is this good enough?
Well, there's no need for that. But yes,
you should see what I've done to your mic. You can probably smell it.
I thought it smelled a little funny.
Well, in the wintertime, it gets a little cold, so I use it as a penis warmer. This thing.
Boy, you're overstating the shit out of that, aren't you?
A little bit.
I'll be damned. Anyway, we've been talking about the video. We're not talking about the video anymore.
No, we're not.
This is an audio extravaganza.
And now, soon to be, a video...
Clusterfuck.
Failure. Yeah, we both on the same page there.
All right. What we did was we had asked for submissions that have to do with just basically fucked up things at work. And people would be like, how many episodes are you going to do with that?
Because there's all kinds of shit that goes on at work. Yeah.
So I think what it ended up being was dirty things that you did, saw, got away with, whatever.
Didn't have to be all sex. It could have been anything.
Yeah, that's what we like it. We like it to be about the sex. But we have a, I did that.
Oh, I wonder if that's going to show up too.
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
We should have went.
Fuck it.
No, actually, they were going that way.
Oh, hey, we'll see. We got a fucking voice message. Now, doing this with the video component, and everybody's like, oh, you said you weren't going to talk about it. We're recording this in a different way. So if we sound a little different, hopefully it won't be bad.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out as we go.
Well, Jason will.
Yeah.
Because I'm the lazy piece of shit that doesn't do anything.
This is true. Anyway, we are still going to do the show the same way. We still have voice messages. I hope this works because we got a shitload of fucking voice messages. This one is, again,
I was right up on the mic.
All of these submissions will be anonymous.
Well, hello, Rockstar. Hello, the Alonzo.
Hi.
Now, I know you said you guys were going to keep this completely anonymous, but I'm not going to use my real name, but I will say it is the head advocate of the Big Titty Committee and now a full-time undercover brother. And some of you may or may not get that reference. Let me tell you something about dirty at work. Now, unfortunately, I'm going to have to take this quite literally because your boy's never been that sexually adventurous in the office or the workplace.
Or so at home.
There or was a time when I was younger in high school and I was in culinary vocational school. And one of the places I spent most of my time
was home ec.
And I would always be going out there washing the dishes because most of the time no one would really ever do it. And then we would need stuff. So I kind of, for the 2 years I was in that school, I did a lot of the dishwashing. And I, you know, it was enjoyable.
Code word.
It was not, it was a way to get away from everybody. But some of the stuff I would see come across my, my way here.
Oh, I thought he said face.
Was just hideous. It was bad. There would be like old, dusty, dirty pans that would come in. That is just some of the
pans.
Like degreaser would take years practically. I know I'm exaggerating, but degreaser would take years to get some of the grease off these things.
Mm.
It was awful.
Skanks.
And there were times where, you know, the water pressure was a little bit too hard and your boy was not prepared for this.
Everything so, is sexual.
The water
pressure
would hit a certain angle.
Splashback.
And things like nacho cheese or some sort of sauce or some sort of disgusting
man sauce.
Matter, for lack of better terms, would fly batter up into my face.
Wow. See?
Into my glasses because I was wearing glasses in high school at that time.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
And I would just sit there for a good 30 seconds to myself.
That's a category.
And say, oh God, that, and I would like, I would fight the urge to puke.
I'm so turned on.
I really would fight the urge to puke. The stuff
you're not a spitter.
That they would send me, and it wasn't deliberate. It was just like stuff that we may have left in the fridge for too long or things that were already dirty and needed to be cleaned and reused for a different, you know, dish that we were making that
like
day.
Skanks.
I thought for sure this would be about sex.
I think about that time and while it was nice to get the fuck away from everybody. Sometimes you
hey, landed.
If the risk was worth.
You fired up the vibrator.
Also, shout out to a specific homie of mine. I know we have to keep this anonymous, so I won't mention her name, but she knows who I'm talking about. She knows who I'm talking about. And I will say this much.
Oh boy, here we go.
Thanks for being a homie. Let me get after it. See you guys on the next one.
I believe I know who he's talking about.
I think I do too.
I believe there may be, how should I put this?
Spit on it first.
No. I think there may be some male suitors vying for the person.
First belch on video.
Hey. Male suitors that are trying to clamor around a young lady who has made attempt after attempt after attempt to get a very big gristly piece of man meat from one Sam Hall.
Gristle. Lots of gristle.
And we may be hearing from that person a little later on.
I gotcha.
So,
he's trying to.
Thanks, Mr. Anonymous.
Mr. Anonymous guy.
From the Big Titty Committee.
Yeah.
dude,
he had to have sat down and wrote that out, because there's no way he could have made such innuendo by accident. There was so much there.
Exactly. It sounded like a fucking porn. I had matter splattered me in the face.
I had my glasses on, luckily.
And I was turned on.
They don't make certain genres about coming on glasses or anything. But I should know.
You're wearing glasses. Oh, shit. I will be here in a little bit when I got to read stuff, but I don't think I'm going to. I'm just going to let you read it. I'm just going to do all the audio bullshit.
You trust me with reading stuff?
Yep. And speaking of which, you better get after it.
Okay.
Not anything against that anonymous person that sent us that voice message, but after all the bullshit that I've heard from somebody that sounded a lot like him, I would think his audio quality would have been much better.
Yeah.
I think he was recording that in Melanie James's car.
There was something going on in the background. And then it was really loud.
And then they just stopped.
He might have been pressure washing something. You know, because it sounds like he enjoyed that.
And there was some matter going in his face.
And just between you and me, I'll show you who this one is. It's anonymous to everyone but us.
It is.
Anyway.
It's pretty nice.
Shall I?
Hey.
Not going to acknowledge that.
Hmm. What's it all about?
Dirty things at work.
Mm-hmm.
OMG, yup. I have more than one. I don't know if she said it that way. That's kind of the way that
Or that was in her head.
No, it could have been. But the one that stands out the most is when I was working at PCH, Personal Care Home. Now, here's the thing. I haven't read ahead, so hopefully there's nothing coming up that's going to give this all away as to who it is.
All right.
Personal.
When people write these things, they should kind of figure that out.
Think about that, man.
But if not,
we're too dumb to read ahead.
We're fucked because I can't edit all this shit at once.
Anyway, working at PCH, Personal Care Home.
Yes.
He was head maintenance and much older than I. I always did the evening shift, and of course, he worked days. Mm. Oh my God, he was so good looking. We hit it off from the beginning. We just started flirting, and why am I getting over this?
I don't know.
We just started flirting at first.
That's what you have to do from now on.
I guarantee she does not sound like that whatsoever.
I promise you she doesn't.
But I'm going to give you that accent. We hit it off from the beginning. We just started flirting at first until he dared me to go downstairs in his office.
Uh-oh.
No, girl, you didn't. He locked the door and bent me over his desk.
Whoa.
No time was wasted. And there's like these little, little icons. Just cock, 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 cock.
It's a cock icon?
Well, it's what it is.
It's
eggplant.
Oh.
Yeah. But, you know.
For most people.
You would think. Yeah. But, well, it must be something that, from. It's.
Okay, so.
I'm fucking tore up right now. Sorry. I'm still going here, and I'm just getting a little. I'm offset with the fucking microphone here. I apologize. My voice is not coming through as well. He fucked the hell out of me.
Booyah.
Damn, he was hung like a horse.
We got a little southern there.
We fucked many times after that for about a year. There's more to that, but another time.
I cannot wait.
Kind of turned into Dusty Rhodes here for a second.
Yeah.
Friday night at the fucking County Stadium.
Riding in on the silver saddle.
Shit.
So she got hammered by a big dick dude.
Hey.
In his office. I
wonder if they were drinking.
It was not me. That was all him.
Wonder if they shared a Molson.
Oh my. I'm not going to go in. I'm not going to do it.
What?
I'm trying to find somebody else's.
Mm-mm.
Now.
No.
Are you going to do one? You want me to go ahead and do the next one?
No. I'm going to do one.
All right. Go for it.
I'm going to do one right after we come back.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well.
What do you got for me over there? You got anything good?
Well, I don't have anything like as good as you had, eh?
Really?
No, actually, this is fantastic because this is not going to be anonymous.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's a
voice message.
It's a voice message.
I got you.
It could be,
we know the voice.
It could be anonymous to somebody who's never heard the show.
True.
So I can almost promise you that it's going to be an audio clusterfuck. So let's just check.
I got you.
Let's just check this out.
Good morning, fellas.
Hello, darling.
How's my favorite fellas today?
Morning.
How you doing, Jason? My Bob Seger looking motherfucking friend.
Honey. About all that.
You know what I'm going to say?
You love me?
You know what I'm going to say?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Please give us a come to Papa.
Come to Papa.
And Sam, how's my toe head this
Hello,
morning?
Hello, darling.
Ooh, yes, baby. I hope my two fellas are doing good, because I am.
Oh.
I'm on my way to work, and as you guys know, I've got a 20-minute interstate drive, so that is
flight.
When I send my stories in.
Five
so
minutes
I'm
by
gonna
Cessna.
Send, or tell you guys the story. It's not, I know you guys wanted sex and work, but boys, what have I always said? Don't shit where you eat, boys. No, you don't fuck around at work.
Oh.
And if you do, you sure as hell don't talk about it.
I don't think we can put this on YouTube.
But anyway, so I don't really have a sex story for work. But I do have a very embarrassing story where I exposed my titties to the entire company that I worked for.
Nice.
Anywho.
Bastards.
I know, but...
So here is this embarrassing story.
I want the security video.
So let me set the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys know, again, I'm 52. Well, back in my early 30s, over 20-some years ago, I had been with my employer, with a retailer, and probably going on about 10 years. And through those 10 years, I had worked myself up through the company. I went from a store level, district level, regional level, corporate level.
Oh.
Ooh. I'd been there for a while. I knew
corporate.
A lot of people in the company. I knew a lot of the managers, you know, district managers. I knew the CEO, the vice presidents, and the owner of the company.
Oh,
because
we know why.
At
Get
this
on
point
this
in time,
goddamn
the company was still privately owned.
Mm.
So I knew this gentleman. We'd been to his house. I'd been to dinners with him, mm-hmm. meetings, and mm-hmm. And so forth.
Right.
So what I'm trying to say is I knew everybody in this company, and they all knew me, right?
They did.
I wasn't just some little peon, you know. So that's what makes
little.
It so worse, honestly. The story's so so bad.
Mm-mm.
Might pee on them.
So anyway, I mentioned that the company that I was working for was privately owned. Well, I was able to go through
a tunnel?
The transition of being a privately held company to a public company. And, I'm telling you what, that was very, very exciting.
Stocks and titties for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways,
I love it.
To celebrate that, you know, because the owner, he made a ton of money going public, offering stocks and so forth in the company. He decided he was going to take all of us to Cancun, Mexico.
Oh.
So we all flew down to Cancun. All the managers, district level and higher.
Is that where you're going now?
All went down.
Cancun.
So, to prepare for this big trip, you know, like all of us, I went out and spent a fortune on outfits and accessories.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, guys, I'm in my early 30s, you know, I'm
everything
still
low cut.
It.
Accessories.
So, anyway, make a longer story long. We get there.
Backwards, whatever.
The first day, we all decide to go out on the beach right in front of this resort. And the resort's absolutely beautiful. So we're all laying there on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
There's people everywhere, mm-hmm. you know, because it's tiered off. There's people.
What the hell?
You know,
Shut
up by the pool, on decks, patios, but they can all see down right in front of the ocean on the beach right there.
Yes,
so we're all laying
cleavage.
There.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, guys. I'm getting distracted as I'm driving. So as we're going...
we have to keep it anonymous.
As we're going down the beach, we all lay our towels down, And then a bunch of the girls get up and decide that they're going to go out into the beach, but and they wanted to float around. So it's like, okay, whatever. So
you come well equipped.
Yes, she did.
Standing there.
She was prepared.
You know, I've got this, you know, really sexy little bathing suit that I just purchased, you know. Oh, and I'm feeling so good. And I bought myself, I splurged, and I bought myself a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses. Ooh, honey, Ray-Bans. Spent a fortune on them. So I thought I was all that in a bag of chips. Well, I decided.
All that in a bag of tits.
That I was going to follow the girls out into the ocean.
With my girls.
Yeah.
With
got you there.
My very expensive sunglasses. Big mistake. First time I'd ever been in, you know, an ocean like this. Well, honey, I got my ass into the waves, and it flipped me over, knocked my sunglasses off, lost them in the ocean. I started panicking and was...
I'm trying to envision this right
now. Flipping around and frolicking through that water trying to find my sunglasses. And in the process of doing that, flailing around
like an idiot,
my tit popped out of my bathing suit. So here I am, falling over, running around, trying to find my sunglasses with my tit hanging out, bouncing the entire world.
Fucking A.
And I finally got myself situated, and I realized
I need to get situated.
My glasses are gone. Ugh. And I'm pissed off, so I just start walking towards the shoreline. You know, and as I'm walking, I'm pissed off that I lost my glasses.
You're dangling,
you know,
too.
And we had just gotten there. She's
like, boy, I'm cool on the left side.
You know, like I said, I was just upset, and I start walking up, and I look up at the gals that are still up on the beach, and they're looking at me with eyes like, oh, God.
Them some big old titties.
And they're all grabbing their tit. And I'm like, what are you doing?
The guys were,
too. I look down.
But not their tits.
My tit is still hanging out. The whole world is seeing it. Everybody up by the pool, they were all laughing. I'm telling you what, guys. It was one of the most embarrassing events that I have ever been through. It really was. And I was known as Titty Girl for many years after that.
You still are.
It was embarrassing.
You still are.
Again, thank God that happened back in my early 30s when the girls were still tip-top, baby. Well, boys, you have a great episode. And I can't wait to hear what all the other perverts have to say. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
What the...
Oh, there we go.
Hey, Shooter, we just landed. So I would like to say that not only the people on the at the pool area saw that her tit was hanging out, I would say the Russian cosmonauts on the fucking International Space Station fucking saw her titty hanging out. Although she's completely anonymous.
Right.
Yes.
We don't know who that was.
No. No. But if we did...
Is that Scout's Honor?
I don't know. I know this is...
Scout's Honor.
I know what this is.
TNA Scout's Honor.
This is the shocker. Spocker. Anyway, she got a tickle bitty.
Minivan.
Hanging out. Minivan. Whoop. Shit. She actually sent a couple of addendums.
That would have been a great vacation.
Fucking A.
We wouldn't have even had to go to the Masters or anything. There would have been some mastering involved for me personally.
Just masturbating.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I'm getting at.
I've come to the conclusion.
She would have been riding that wave.
I've come to the conclusion that if we ever did a YouTube thing, I don't know how much of this shit we can put on YouTube.
I don't know either, actually. I've heard a little bit of cussing on there and stuff. Isn't there a YouTube Red or something like that where it's more
I would
of an
say,
adult side?
Yeah, that's where we're going.
Makes sense to be YouTube
you know why?
Blue, but that would be the porn side.
You know why?
Why?
Fuck them. That's why.
Oh, yeah. You got a point.
She sent a couple of addendums. I'm sure they are audio quality.
Addendums.
Oh, yeah, Jason.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
I've got to respond to your little comment on your podcast.
What'd you say this
when
time?
You made that remark that I have a lot of buddies.
Oh, what she was talking about—that dude,
what's
big
that
old
supposed
root.
To be, motherfucker?
Oh.
You know I'm one of the boys. I've got a ton of guy friends.
Nope. You know why?
And just because they might want to fuck me, that don't
ding,
mean
ding,
they
there it is.
There it is.
Yep. Yep.
Uh-huh.
You scalawag. You
scalawag?
Scalawag.
I got a tallywag.
Boys. I'm watching you.
Well, that
she
was,
might be the only one who watches this.
Wait. This one, if it was directed at me, I don't know what this one is. Hold on.
And Sam Hall?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Don't you be thinking I was going to leave you out, boy.
Oh, I was hoping not.
If I start dishing out verbal beatings, honey.
Oh, I'll take anything you dish out.
Well, your ass is going to get one, too.
Beat it.
And you better be my good boy. I mean it.
No.
Like I said, I'm watching you, boys. I'm watching you. Bye, fellas. Mwah.
Now I'm paranoid.
Whoa.
Did she hack our camp? Oh.
Wouldn't that be a pisser? Then she could use it for...
I wonder how long I can stare into this.
She could use it for her own personal pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get that ginger man all worked up.
Fiery!
The ginger man.
The minger.
Oh, God.
How about I do one for a change?
Okay.
She got another one. You going to start coughing?
Nope.
I'm surprised you haven't. Now that I've said you're going
will. I've been a little sick.
Yes.
And of course, Sam.
Physically.
Sam
this time.
Is the.
Physically.
Sam's the most paranoid cocksucker I've ever seen.
Am I?
So when I come in. Wait a minute. For those of you who are fans of Black Sabbath.
Yeah, there we go.
If you've ever heard the beginning of the recording of Sweet Leaf, this sounds like this.
Hold on.
There we go. So I got that
there
out of the
go.
Way.
Mm. There's the music episode.
This is why this is going to be a top-notch video extravaganza. Go ahead.
All right. This one, I happen to know who this one is. I'll show you. Just like I did last time.
Uh-huh.
This way. And I, again.
Wouldn't they shit a brick?
Don't see anything about saying.
They're all anonymous.
Make sure it stays anonymous.
Anonymous.
So, before I begin.
Kinda.
Belch number two.
Mm-hmm.
There was a man who dropped his pants and shit in the parking lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's anonymous, but I know this story.
Was it a Walmart in Cheraw, South Carolina?
Nope. Not this time.
Because it actually started in the parking lot.
Not
on the parking lot, but at the parking lot.
At the parking lot.
Yes. But this is actually somebody defecating in the parking lot.
Defecating in the parking lot.
Of a business.
Of a business. During the daytime.
Daylight.
Daylight.
Daylight is shining upon their anus.
When there's others outside watching. It was seen by others who came in and let
there's
people
a,
know
There's
about
a
this.
Category for that, too, but we don't want to discuss that.
Well, I'll get into that one later. A manager asked him if he was okay. He said yes. She told him there was a bathroom inside the store.
I had to shit.
He said, I know. I didn't feel like walking in there.
You bastard. Wait. You bastard. Whoever you were that shit in this parking lot, wherever this place.
No. Take three.
You bastard. Whoever this is that shit in this parking lot of whatever business this might be. You bastard. You shit in the parking lot because you didn't feel like going to the bathroom.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. If you had an option to go to the bathroom.
Are you feeling jealous?
Yes, I am. I would have walked a million miles.
How about 500
to
miles?
Get 500 miles.
I would walk my... I'm not... Shut up.
Don't know what you got.
I'm just going to shut up. You go ahead.
No. Instead of shitting in the parking lot, I would have walked 1,000 miles to get to a shitter.
Especially at home. You would have walked another 450, 500 miles.
Yeah.
To get to your home field advantage.
At home. Yes. That would have been great.
It goes on.
Okay.
She says, WTF is wrong with people. I agree, because like I said, the one thing that I can give a little saving grace to this gentleman is at least he cleaned up after himself.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody had to take a shovel over there and a shit bucket or anything like that.
Well, that was,
oh shit, boy.
That was shit, boy.
I was wondering what you was fingering around on over there.
Well,
I knew it couldn't be here. It was. Well, let's just pass on that. Another time, this one I don't know. Another time, I walked into the bathroom.
Wait a minute! Wait! You don't know?
I don't know.
You make it sound like you might know this person who's anonymous.
I have a little precognition.
Precognition?
Yeah,
you have precognition because you're a prick.
Oh, and it goes along with my, you know, it's part of my
your
posterity,
your mojo.
Anyway, let's go on to her and what she has to say. Another time I walked into the bathroom.
Pronouns, pal.
And there was a huge pile of shit on the floor.
Well, at least they're in the right room.
I may have seen, like they just dropped their pants and went right there on the floor. Didn't even try to make it. I'm beginning to wonder if she did work in Sherrod. She goes on to another one here. My God, there's a lot of duty involved here. Another time someone shit themselves and went in the bathroom and put their nasty underwear in the trash can.
In Chiral, South Carolina.
I'm really beginning to wonder here. I'm seeing a pattern forming.
This wasn't all me.
Are you sure?
At least not all of it.
Then another time.
Jeez.
Someone pissed in an aisle in the tool section.
Does she work at Johnny on the Spot?
Johnny was hitting all kinds of spots, I guess. Then another time, I went in the bathroom and opened a stall door. Oh, here we go. And there was shit all over the floor, the toilet, and the damn wall behind the toilet.
Ooh.
Like, as they were sitting down, their ass exploded and went everywhere. Then.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Go ahead.
Oh, I think this is.
Here we go.
Okay. And then someone pissed in the lobby, on the lobby floor. Now, that's right inside the doors. That's where a lobby's at. At least I don't know where this place is.
That's the general layout of a lobby.
I know what that one was.
That could be anywhere. Any business could have a lobby.
Yeah, anywhere.
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 And I'm just generalizing.
Yes.
The public is some of the most disgusting people you will ever see, beyond gross. I concur, because I have seen all the stuff she just talked about.
As for the public being...
In numerous places.
As for the public being disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Word. I turned you on. Turned me off. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You turn me on all the time, baby.
I can't help it. So, since we have pronouns, she... Have any more stories of
that
defecation?
That took care of it right there. I can expound on these.
So this happened at
a place that I happen to
know
with my precognition.
I believe these people could use some bunguin.
No, I can expound on the one with the someone pissed in the lobby floor. It would be kind of one of my stories. It's not something it is dirty, kind of filthy dirty.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I've talked. Have I talked about the thief that when I was when someone I know was on outside on the forklift.
Yes.
And they were working around the side of the building where they work.
Yes.
And down over the guardrail that's there,
yes,
they look and they see a police car driving along an area that they're not supposed to be driving, because it's just a grass field and there's a there's a retention pond over here to the left, so I was told. And I'm thinking, they were thinking, what the hell is going on? And then they see this guy run up the little hillside and climb over the guardrail and head right towards him. Mm-hmm. And he's sitting there thinking to himself, you dumbass, don't even think about it. Because he was on a forklift.
Yes.
Right?
I will spear your fucking ass.
This dude looks up and then just decides to veer to his left to avoid dude on forklift because he could tell that would be a stupid mistake.
Yes, yes, yes.
Anyway, dude on forklift is watching. What do they call them guys that are like, you know, suspects? He was watching suspect run away, and he hears, oh, son of a bitch. He looks back, and he sees the cop coming over the guardrail who almost racked himself climbing over the guardrail.
Way to go, Barney.
Yeah. So dude on forklift goes, you want some help? And the cop said, yeah, if you could help me corral that son of a bitch in, I'd be really grateful. So dude on forklift throws it in reverse and starts to chase suspect around the corner. But cop makes it around first because dude on forklift is thinking, what if he's got a gun?
Bad boys, bad boys.
Obviously not. Otherwise, cop wouldn't have asked for help. Yeah. So by the time dude on forklift turns a corner, suspect runs into the establishment.
Yes.
Dude on forklift gets off forklift, goes into establishment. Dude is on the floor, been tased. Big wet puddle all around him. And it wasn't from the sweat.
I was absolutely riveted by the story.
Yes. I have no idea who that dude was.
And now.
Especially dude on forklift.
Now that I said we weren't going to talk about the video, I'm going to talk about the video.
Okay.
Because you told that whole story. With your hands.
Oh, yeah. So, I do that a lot. Sorry.
So you can only see part of it in the video because I looked down. I happened to see it. And it was like, okay, everybody else gets to see what I see. And I can't make too much fun of you because I'm going to do the same thing.
You're sitting there doing it right now.
Yeah. Here, watch this.
Are you doing a Shatner thing there?
You can suck it. Anyway,
but no, story. That's but yeah, the one that I knew about.
Getting tased.
Plus the others as well.
Getting tased, you're going to piss yourself.
Oh, and
as opposed to going
from what I hear, suspect did a lot. It seemed like he was really holding it back for quite a while.
Gotcha. That's completely different as opposed to going out and just whipping out the wang and taking a piss in the floor. Or, you know, some drunk chick named Kathy fucking copping a squat.
Don't look at me. I'm peeing.
You're in the middle of Walmart, bitch.
Oh, sorry. I was had a little belch right there that was trying to work its way up.
I'm glad it worked its way up as opposed to down.
Well, that remains to be seen. Anyway, what have you got for me? Bless it. I've lost something I have to find.
Uh-oh.
So you should fill in the blank here while I'm doing what you normally do and not paying attention to me by looking on my phone.
I'll fill in your fucking blank.
This is normally what I deal with.
I have look what I got here. Ta-da. I'm going to cast out a voice message from halfway around the world.
Oh, hell yes.
G'day, Sam. G'day, Jase. I won't tell you my name since it's anonymous this way.
Oops.
Anyway, this story goes back to not long after I finished my apprenticeship, and we had a female working there at the time. And
Boy.
Occasionally, few times during the day that she needed a hand to get some heavy things lifted around for her. And,
are we using pronouns here?
I thought he meant that.
Anyways, to get into the main office, you could go through where she was working. And
I thought he meant orifice.
And a few times the door was locked and it was like, something's fucking going on. So you used to take a wide berth right the way around. And then you could come from the office back through her place and that was locked. And it was like,
uh-huh.
The only other way was to go through the supervisor's office back out onto the floor.
Was there a sock on the door?
Anyway, she'd call out and someone would have to come and give her a lift and I'd walk in and think, fucking hell, it's just a bit fucking funky in here.
Oh, and, there we go.
After a while, I'd worked out that that fucking funkiness is her funkiness. She's been getting fucked in there or fingered or whatever the case may be.
Whoa.
And it turned out that the floor supervisor had been in there fucking with his fat digits having a crack at it. And and then the lads that were going in there helping her with other bits and pieces, they were all putting their hand down there in front of the tracky decks. I think these guys call them fucking sweatpants. Down the old tracky decks and having a bit of a fucking feel around and used to funk up the room a bit. Anyway,
funk up the room.
A few months had gone by and I struck up the courage and started talking to her about what was going on in there, and she sort of got a bit embarrassed and didn't deny anything and didn't encourage the conversation. But a couple of the lads on a Friday after work, a few beers, they'd said, yeah, they'd been going in there. And apparently she'd, between all the lads there, she'd had more fucking fingers in her there than a fucking secondhand bowling ball.
You know, I wonder if they're for it.
So anyway, I'd had a few fucking beers a few weeks later. And
that's like that.
Work. And the boss said to me, he said, when you finish here, make sure if you're going to hang around have a few drinks, you're the last to leave, lock up shop. I said, no worries.
Uh-oh.
So all the lads that have been fucking,
I'm wondering if this
fingering her and whatnot in this little room. From
the previous story.
I actually walked up to her and I said, listen, these lads are all keen for it. Just absolutely fucking nail you. I said, here's your chance. Oh, mind you, this Sheila, she wasn't the nicest looking Sheila on the planet, and you could have really punched her face into fucking dough and made gorilla biscuits. She was pretty fucking ugly. But it didn't stop these single young lads from having a crack at it. And I had a couple of beers and sat back and watched watched these boys fucking one after the other. Fucking on they went.
Oh, my God.
No sooner they pull out, there was another one jumping in.
Oh, my God.
There she is, sweatpants around one fucking leg, legs in the air.
Oh, my God.
And, she was quite happy to fucking suck a cock and get fucked. She didn't mind. And
I don't think we can put this on YouTube.
I fucking spent the next fucking 45 minutes an hour fucking just nailing her.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, that's my fucking story about dirty shit that's happened at work or I've seen or whatever. But I never ever got smelly fingers myself. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Right.
My fucking pride was just a little bit higher than my bootstraps. Anyway, all the best. Cheers.
Oh, my God.
I missed a bit of that story. I got to be honest with you.
You kind of zoomed out.
Punched her in her face and made it. God. What did he say? Something about.
Man, I just had to pull the old fucking dude trick.
Oh.
What time is it, bitch?
Punched her in the face. And did all I caught was something about gorilla biscuits.
My God.
I have never heard that before. That was wonderful.
I think I have really good stories.
But I have these anonymous people with these weird accents.
Oh, yeah.
Where the hell was this guy from?
I'm going to say Jersey.
Oh, yeah. I think you nailed it there.
Maybe Texas.
Mm.
But I can honestly say that at no point in my employment all time did I ever witness a train being pulled on anybody at work.
I got to say the same here. Maybe after work.
Well, my goodness. Well,
wow.
Well, Mr. Anonymous, we appreciate you.
Thank you, Mr.
Anonymous.
Mr. Gorilla Biscuit.
Yeah. Mr. Gorilla Biscuit.
That may be his new name nickname.
That's gonna be it from now on.
Oh my Lord.
Well, here we are.
Yeah.
Again. I had a little coughing fit. I had to stop.
I'm getting a little phlegmy over here myself.
Well, I have something that might cheer you up.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, hit me with it, Dan.
Do you want to know what it might be?
No, I want to know what the fuck it is instead of what might be. Fuck
well,
that.
Well, I can tell you this.
All right.
It's got big titties.
Oh.
Just saying.
Hello, Rockstar.
Hello.
Hello, Sam.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Morning.
I hope you're doing well. Haven't talked to you in a little bit, and I wanted to say hi. I don't have anything in particular to add to this particular episode.
Damn it.
So I'm going to just be a good girl.
Well, you can't be anonymous anyway.
True.
Just sit back and listen and laugh and have a good time listening to everybody else. Mm-hmm. I am excited for you guys being able to do like live video or whatever, however that's going to work. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty excited about that.
How excited.
And Sam, can you imagine?
Here we go.
These kitties just... their pussies are going to be purring because they're going to be able to see you from top to bottom.
Damn.
Isn't that going to be so fun?
Oh, absolutely.
I think so, because I'm going to really enjoy my view.
Oh, whoa.
But,
sorry.
Like I said, I'm going to be
bottom,
good.
Not the top.
So I'm going to let you guys go. But until next time, bye, guys.
Bye, darling.
I
was really hoping she was going to have something.
Well,
because she's always so sweet.
Yeah, but here's
just hoping she'd rip some of the nastiest damn thing off.
Here's the thing: is she said pussy.
Yeah,
so that was
that's
worth,
true.
That was worth the price of listening to all this bullshit anyway, even though it's free. I almost forgot that we actually have another submission.
Well, do we?
And I completely forgot. This is not going to be anonymous.
Oh.
Because I don't want to downgrade our fans.
Uh-huh.
But fucker knew it was supposed to be anonymous. So he sends a voice message and says his name.
Hey.
So.
Sorry about your luck.
Well, sorry about your luck, blank. Because I'm not saying your
name.
That's
why I did not continue.
Because
I'll let him do that.
You say your own name. And what I listened to this just long enough to get the gist of it. I did not listen to all of this. So this might be a complete and total fucking train wreck.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? I'm ready for it.
What's that?
I'm ready for a train wreck.
we heard about one train.
It
was quite a wreck.
Gorilla biscuit.
that thing probably looked like a gorilla biscuit when they were done banging it away.
So anyway, let's see what this is.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds like a confession.
I know the next one is sex work stories, but I don't have one for those. I mean, I do from one from the service, but my name is Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Thank you for shout out, Jason. I appreciate it.
Was a good friend of mine.
But the best sex dirty story I have is when I turned 21, we went to New York when I was still in the service.
Oh, God. This is going
And this
bad.
Girl, I can't remember her name.
That's good.
Who cares?
But she was there with her boyfriend.
Oh.
And then by the end of the night.
His name was Bob.
She was riding my cock.
What?
What the fuck?
Her boyfriend is watching. And we're getting ready to leave. And as she's on my dick, she's like, just let me fucking finish.
What the?
So, I don't know how that goes as a work story for sex. I mean,
she worked for
it. I was on leave. From the service. I mean, so it's kind of work. But
God bless you,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean...
Thank you for your service.
It was just so funny how it transpired.
What she said.
Because she went from hitting my guts to riding my dick.
Wow.
And her boyfriend watching. Like, I mean, I don't get it. I have no idea.
You got it.
So, you can always use my name. I don't give a shit about being anonymous. It is what it is.
Well, got news for you, Bullfrog. You're out there.
But I do have to give you guys a shout out because work is a lot easier listening to you guys. And the guy that turned me on to you guys is Jeremy DeWitt. He's a listener. And I'd like if you give him a shout out, too.
You just did.
All right, thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Peace
and
out.
Sam.
Uh-oh.
Stay away from the roids because you know, jerked off from behind. But you shouldn't. Do it, homie.
My goodness.
Jeremiah was a bulldog.
Hey, Jeremy. We got to give him a shout out. Supposed to.
No.
Shout out to Jeremy.
Nope.
Yeah.
Jeremy DeWitt.
Was it DeWitt? I thought he said Wit.
I can't rewind it and find out.
Well,
whatever name
Jeremy.
Whatever name he said, hey, what's up?
Thanks for dragging Bullfrog into this.
He is now going to be referred to as Bullfrog.
Yep, Bullfrog.
And we do what we do because it's satire. He sounded like a fucking weirdo.
He was riding
a cock.
Riding a cock. Where her boyfriend was watching.
This is what we do.
And he was looking me dead in the eyes as he was stroking it out.
Whoa! Oh, my God. This is
trying to go somewhere with it. Thank God he had his glasses on.
This is what we've become. This is what we've become.
Did you finally hit the fucking record button?
Yeah.
All right. Because there was some weird shit going on here.
This is the different shit now with doing the video is I have to do it a little bit differently. I can be over here picking my nose and all this other shit going, 3, 2, 1. And you're looking at me like, I have to look good for the camera.
Right.
And I'm like, right. What camera?
That's a job.
Anyway, we hope you have enjoyed Dirty Work Stories.
Audio, anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know you haven't enjoyed the video
part. And we don't even know if the video part will make it out. That's so true. If it doesn't, hey.
You're lucky.
Yeah, you didn't get to see us. But if you did, and hopefully.
Such a sweet guy.
I can't help it. But we are going to continue to try to do this video part of it. And again.
And get better at it.
The next episode will be episode 57. This is going to be a little
bit
different.
What's it going to be on?
Well, it's going to be something that won't necessarily be...
Enthrall me.
What?
Hold on. Enthrall me.
She was riding my cock. Dude, I can't help it.
That was great. I loved that shit.
Full transparency. We took a little break, and Sam was like, should we cut that out? So, no, here's the deal. Jeremiah, if you're listening, you've listened to all these episodes. You should have expected it.
Oh, yeah.
So, thanks for listening.
I say, when the audio is not perfectly clear, it's going to be made.
Keep on listening. No, it doesn't matter.
We're dicks.
We'll make fun of your voice. Hey, do you know how many times people have asked me, did you shit yourself in South Carolina? Throw myself out there.
Did you really?
Did you really? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Honestly?
Oh, yeah.
Swear?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Anyway, the next episode will be episode 57, and it will be, drum roll, please.
Bala, 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 bala.
See, you can actually see him doing it. It is going to be, what would I do if I won the lottery?
Mm.
So we kind of can get away from the sex thing a little bit. Maybe not.
I know what I'd do.
I said maybe not.
Maybe not, yeah.
Maybe not.
Because it's bound to be nothing but a bunch of sex stuff.
We kicked around the ideas like, what would I do if I had $1 million, blah, 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 blah. You know what? Isn't this economy $1 million? Ain't shit, I can find that in the couch.
I know damn well what I would do.
But
I would go to a 5-star restaurant, and I would order a heaping plate of Gorilla Biscuits.
Shocker. This has been the TNA Podcast. My name is Jason Roach.
My name's Sam Hall.
And we will catch you down the fucking road.
Somewhere down the road.
Happy trails, honkies.
Son of a bitch!